The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
There's a lot of things in this old world that just do not make sense. Those are the opening words of our WCN-TV theme song. WCN-TV is our weekly internet talk show that airs live every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central Time. You can watch live and also be a part of the interactive conversation when you tune in at WCNTV.net. You can also watch anytime by going to our TV website or by viewing on Rumble.com. Just search for WCN-TV. On the program, we host world-renowned guests who are experts in their field as we investigate and expose vital news and information that the mainstream media will not touch. It's an informative program where you'll learn a lot, and many of our viewers appreciate the ability to share this information with others. Sometimes our topics are disturbing, sometimes inspiring, but always worthwhile. And while we present the issues and delve deeper into them, we don't just seek to inform people, but also strive to provide solutions, as well as motivate everyone to get involved and do something significant with each situation we discuss. But sometimes, when things we're told via the official narratives just don't add up, all we can do is speculate, and often there are more questions than answers. Lately, I've been thinking back about what our nation has experienced in the past few years, and the many things that just don't make sense. The truth of many of these things has never been uncovered and likely never will be. They simply cycle in and then out of the mainstream media's intensive news coverage, never to be spoken of again. So I'm still sitting with a lot of questions about a lot of things. If you search the internet for answers, you'll get false information that's easy to detect. If you ask AI, it'll do its best to deflect, give partial answers, or even refuse to provide any information at all. Today, I'd like to just talk about a few of these things that are still left unresolved. As you know, Anthony Fauci was recently called to testify before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, but he invoked his Fifth Amendment rights 111 times, refusing to answer any questions at all. As I watched all this, it quickly became apparent that the Senate committee was simply pretending to do something significant while having no intention of ever actually following through. It was a great photo op with great optics, conveniently timed to take place prior to the upcoming elections. Senators were able to ask hard and direct questions. Questions that made conservatives cheer, thinking that finally there might be some level of justice forthcoming for one of America's worst criminals. But you see, that was all just for show, because Fauci is one of the well-connected elites, insulated from any real consequences. He will never face the perp walk he's earned. But again, it looked good, and certain senators likely earned some points from constituents ahead of the midterms. And regarding COVID, I'm still wondering why none of the mainstream media ever covered Event 201. That was the practice-run planning session for the COVID pandemic that was held in New York City in October of 2019, 5 months before America was locked down and told just 2 weeks to flatten the curve. I've covered Event 201 previously, so I won't go into the details or the players involved here, but you can look it up. Search WisconsinChristianNews.com for Event 201 if you want the truth. You'd be astounded to know who planned it, how they planned it, and how the biggest and deadliest depopulation scheme worked out exactly as these elites designed it to. And if we were so blindsided by the so-called pandemic that locked down the entire world so quickly, I have to wonder how it was possible that big retailers like Target and Walmart had such a wide range of mandatory face masks in their stores immediately. The shutdown came on Friday, March 13, but 3 days later, you could walk into any of these stores and find racks of masks, all made of different materials, some decorative, some ornate, and you could stand there and try several different ones on until you found one you liked. If the virus was so deadly, how was that at all sanitary? Of course, he had to stand 6 feet apart from anyone else while trying them all on, but somehow they were there. Amazon also had hundreds of masks available by that Monday. How did these companies know we would need them? How did the mask manufacturers produce such a wide variety and get them to retailers in just 3 days? If COVID wasn't enough chaos, 2 months after the lockdowns began, George Floyd died in Minnesota. The official narrative is still that he was choked to death by police, and Officer Derek Chauvin remains in prison today. Yet Floyd's official cause of death was cardiac arrest, and toxicology reports show he had deadly amounts of fentanyl, methamphetamine, and THC in his system when he died. This sparked nationwide rioting and destruction by Black Lives Matter, an organization that alleges systemic racism and targeting of black people by police. For those who don't remember, BLM started in 2013 with the Trayvon Martin case. It grew the following year when Michael Brown was killed by police in Ferguson, Missouri. It was no coincidence that Obama was in the White House at the time, arguably the most racially divisive so-called president we've ever had. It should be noted that all of the black people that died at the hands of police, which BLM protested with violence and riots, were indeed hardened criminals, including George Floyd. I still wonder how it was that pallets of bricks were conveniently placed on the streets of Minneapolis before Floyd was even confronted by police. I have a friend who lives in Minnesota, and he recently told me that that area of Minneapolis remains a war zone to this day. It's extremely dangerous to go there. Burned out and boarded up ruins of businesses remain. And you certainly don't go there or even pause at a stoplight in that area without risking your life. In the months that followed, BLM supporters looted, burned, and destroyed neighborhoods in more than 2,000 cities across the nation, including 31 here in Wisconsin alone, the most notable being in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where the entire event was live-streamed by local residents on social media. In most of these cases, police and law enforcement were ordered to stand down and allow the rioters to destroy everything. Here's another strange coincidence regarding BLM that went unnoticed. Just 2 weeks after the George Floyd incident, a new sign was installed on a street in Washington, D.C., renaming the area Black Lives Matter Plaza. How is this possible? Wherever you go in the U.S., it takes weeks to receive a permit to hold a large gathering for any type of special event. It takes months and sometimes years to rename a street. But in just 2 weeks, not only was a new street sign manufactured, but it was also installed in our nation's capital, even as the very organization this street was named for was just getting started with their looting, burning, and rioting of cities nationwide. Again, more than 2,000 cities suffered the wrath of BLM. But you don't hear much about BLM anymore, though, because, like all leftist organizations, deep corruption was eventually discovered. Leaders were accused of embezzling millions in donations and using that money to purchase luxury cars and homes for their personal use. Then there were all the train derailments that took place in the past 6 years. The most notable being the East Palestine, Ohio derailment, in which officials, in their infinite wisdom, chose to ignite extremely dangerous toxic chemicals rather than contain the spill. The result was a mushroom cloud of toxins that melted plastic and peeled paint from cars 200 miles away and polluted land, waterways, and drinking systems for miles around. As I investigate train derailments in the past 6 years, AI tells me it can't give me an answer because there are literally thousands of cases. But right after East Palestine, it seemed every other day there was another major railroad accident, and then they just all stopped. You know what else was strange? All the food processing plants that were destroyed by mysterious fires and explosions across the nation since 2020. Too many to be a coincidence, and an astounding number in 21 and 22. We're not seriously expected to believe that none of those food processing plants had working fire mitigation systems or sprinklers to save their facilities, are we? It seems government regulations and insurance companies would require these, And yet, if they had them, they all failed, and all the facilities burned down. Then we had the price of beef rise dramatically in 2023. This was when ranchers were forced to cull their herds because of suspected outbreaks of bovine tuberculosis and bird flu in dairy cattle. And we also had the bird flu outbreak, first detected within a turkey flock in Indiana in 2022. Since then, more than 100 million turkeys and chickens have been depopulated in the U.S. alone. This includes confirmed cases, as well as all flocks nearby, regardless of whether these flocks were infected or not. We should also remember the big diesel scare of 2022. Remember October of that year, when we were told the U.S. only had 2 weeks' worth of diesel left before our national supply would be totally depleted, and the semi-trucks we depend on for delivery of food and essential supplies would be shut down. Now, was this a scare tactic to try to get us more on board with all-electric vehicles? Never mind that it's impossible for a big rig to operate as an all-electric vehicle. The batteries alone would weigh more than the cargo the trucks would carry, and the range of such a vehicle would be ridiculously inadequate. But that fear tactic only lasted a couple of weeks, and then the media cycled it out of our view. The latest thing is the Cyclospora outbreak. Cyclospora is a microscopic parasite infection that targets the intestines, causing explosive diarrhea. So now we're warned to stay away from lettuce and other produce, including fresh raspberries, cilantro, and leafy greens. Farmers are plowing their crops under because of this latest scare, just to be sure, and because buyers have canceled orders and people are afraid to eat fresh produce. So friends, just be aware, don't believe everything you're shown in the so-called news. I could go on to list a lot more coincidences and scare tactics that have been foisted upon us to manipulate our behaviors and keep us all on edge. For some reason, the powers that be need us all on edge, panicking about one thing or another. But don't take the bait. Trust God. He works all things together for good for those that love Him and are called according to His purpose. And Scripture tells us over and over to fear not. So whose report will you believe? Think for yourself and seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who will lead you into all truth. Don't be swayed by the latest thing, because there's always something designed to keep us on edge, fearful and worried. Seek the truth, and the Lord will keep you in perfect peace, even in this world of constant lies and deception. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com and ask for message number 508.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at wisconsinchristiannews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.